The early, the old Pilgrim Shraga Batira Mayahani, has been a much bigger problem. It's not Hanukkah yet. So, one of the Chevrot told me last week of Psach from Shlomo Zalman, I looked it up. It's true, it's written there in Halicha Shlomo. He said that the year when Hanukkah falls out on Shabbos, the first day, and you light candles early, which you must on Friday, obviously, and you go down in Mincha, you're not going to believe it. And you say, Al Nissen. You hear what I just told you? It's Chav Dalet Kislev, say Al Nissen. Mind-boggling. Pillay, ploy.
What's the reason?
It's ready. He says it's Hanukkah for you already. It's Hanukkah. If that's the case, what he's basically saying is it's a kind of a Tosefus Yontif, if you will, on Hanukkah. I never heard of such a thing before. I don't think that Pesach is acceptable to anybody else. It's saying about Al Nissen. But if that's the case, even though normally we don't agree with the Pesach, you can light candles and plug a mincha, which is one day in Shulchan Aruch. It's a difficult sheet, the Chatchila. But the Eved, if you lit candles, not only on a Friday or a Shabbos, when you then have to, you have no choice, you say Al Nissen, but any day, Tuesday, whenever you light, even before it got dark, you might say, at least with the Eved, it would be good. Because you already took Hanukkah in early. The only reason why it's no good is Shraga Batira Mayahani. I just want to explain that was a little twist. And Narbal said the whole fight about whether Hanukkah is a Shechobas HaBayas, a Shechobas HaGavra. So we saw the Rambam's Lashon. Open up to your Emish Barat Molay to see it again. Perek Dalit Halacha Aleph and Hichos Hanukkah. You'll find it on page Yutes, I believe. Bottom of the first column. Kama Neiros U'Malik B'Chanukah Mitzvosa Shiyah Kol Bayis U'Bayis Malik Nerechot. Get the impression from the Rambam over here, it's purely a matter of Chovas HaBayis. Chovas HaDar. The Sefer Chovas HaDar by Rabbi Bloy, he writes about Mezuzah, and he also writes about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. He puts them all together. Chovas HaDar. If you have a house, you're chayiv. If you don't have a house, you're not chayiv. But so chiyuv on the bayis. Right? A person who doesn't own a home and he's not mekayim a mitzvah mezuzah. The rice to the pashut is you have to own a home. So I rent a house his whole life. He rents a house. He never zoicha to own a house. He's a bad Jew. He never afford the mitzvah of mezuzah. He's a wonderful Jew. Can't afford a house. I couldn't afford a house. Because we passed him at the schivas of the rabbanon. Whatever. Not going into those details now. They're going to come after 120 years. They'll tell him what you do. You never afford the mitzvah of mezuzah. Maka. I never filled the mitzvah maka. I live in an apartment house. So they have a time to be why I didn't fulfill the mitzvah maka. No. A maka, if you have a house, go to maka. No, I have a house. You put it for maka. Nothing wrong with it. Oh. So is that chaga the same thing? Sounds like it over here at first. Mitzvah says she had called bias or bias. The boat people, they have no house. Guy decides to go on a trip. He's no house right now. He says, no, but not Tia Boritz. He has no house. So will that be held against him or not? So Poshim Shad, the answer would be no. But I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Talmud Dekra quotes a Rambam Fakert. Look on page Hey, I think it is. Page Dalet, rather. In Mishpat Amole, column 4, in Perek Yud Alva Dechaz Brochus. So he starts off at Halacha Beis, which you do not have in front of us, that there are different mitzvahs, some mitzvahs you have to do. He gives examples. Tefillin, lulav, shofar, you have no choice what to do. Others are only voluntary. What is the able to give? Mezuzah and makeh. If you have a house, yes. You don't have a house, no. Now, okay? So where do you think Ner Chanukah would fit in? Until now you would think it fits in together with mezuzah and makeh, right? Look at Halacha Gimel. It's right in front of you. V'chein kol ha-mitzvah she midivrei sofa. Bein mitzvah she chova midivrei. Parallel to sukkah, to lulav, to shofar, to the tefillin as he has in the halacha base. What's that? Mikra Megillah. How we understand perfectly. You have to have Mikra Megillah. Then he throws in hadlokas ner b'shabbos, hadlokas ner chanukah. Woo! Not this parallel to mezuzah and makkah. It's parallel to lulav, shofar, and tefillin. What is parallel under the rabbanon to those derises? Eruv and Atilas Yadayim. You don't want to carry over Kanera. If you don't want to watch bread, don't do Atilas Yadayim. Either of them. the Kitzur Nimrod, to see from this Rambam, Fakert, that the Chiyuv, they have to do these things, like Megillah, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, are the same. So would appear. How do you reconcile these Rambams? I think the answer is as follows, and this, I think that I want to say that all the Rishon hold this way. First, there's a machlokas Rishon, there's a chovas abayis, there's a chovas agavra. I want to make the following suggestion. It is a chovas hagavra to put himself into a situation who's able to fulfill the mitzvah of their Shabbos and their Chanukah. For example, what do you do when you two conflict? That's a mefurish Gemara. Their Shabbos and their Chanukah, what do you do? What do you do? So we know the Gemara says a famous, world famous Gemara, Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, right? 12 lines down. Pshitali, their Beis of their Chanukah, their Beis of other Mishim Shalom Beis. Rashi explains, their Beis of their Chanukah, their Beis of the Shabbos, who on you, Elo Kedek, Shem Elo Shnei Deva, Shalom Beis. Fine. So it means that should be mitzvah shebechoshech. God will say, listen, you know what? I don't want to waste money on Ner Shabbos. I'll spend every Friday night. I'll spend in the dark on a park bench. So after 120 years, they'll say, well, what do you do about Ner? What do you mean? I was on a park bench. Not that you are. You're supposed to have Shalom Bayit. You're supposed to have a good own in Shabbos. So you have no right to spend every Friday night on a park bench. Not even one. So too. Person decides, you know what? I'm a nomad. I'll save a few dollars on the Chanukah. Look, I'll spend every night of Chanukah. I'll sleep on a park bench. No, why not? Because as you see over here, the other things, pursue manisa other is a mitzvah. Pursue manisa. As on Chof Gimel Beis, on Chof Aleph Beis, what does it say? Asom Yomim Tovim b'Halav Odah. So Shabbos is an Onik Shabbos, and Chanukah is a Halav Odah and a pursue manisa. If you somehow or other could have had a bias and could have lit their Shabbos and their Chanukah, and you decided not to do it, you're no good. It's like Mikra Megillah in that sense. You mavat, sure, you're potter technically because you don't have a house, but you were a bad guy because you didn't find yourself a house. It's not the same as the Eruv and the Tilat Shaddai. He's gluten-free. I got gluten-free. The come after 120. You never wash until you die. I'm gluten-free.
Yeah?
Why
can't you say the same by mezuzah? You should have found yourself a house, you should have put a mezuzah.
Not mechuyif. Mezuzah not.
Also, that means I
understand what you're saying. You say, makeh, you have no house. There's no danger. So there's no problem. You say, mezuzah is an important mitzvah. If you read the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, you have a whole arichus, you go past the mezuzah, you kiss the mezuzah, you look at the mezuzah. The answer is, I'll go to your house. I'll have the Yirah Shemayim, and I'll remind myself about the Kodesh Baruch Hu when I pass your mezuzah. I mean, of course, it's not if I have my own house. But the fact that I'm sleeping on a park bench for my whole life, I'm a homeless, a boat person, or I make a house which has no doors, and I do that exactly, you'll probably find a way. No, very simple. I'll make a house where there'll be no tzuras ha-pesach in this sense. You can find a way. It's just walk in with no two mezuzahs and a mashko. No. So I'm not saying the chatchila, but he didn't do anything wrong. I, the Musa Haskell mezuzah, will get when he sees somebody else in mezuzah. That's a good point you raised. An excellent point. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay, fine. Of course, how you define a bias, a b'nei bias, that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes. The tour, and I don't know if you have a tour with you. No tour? In Shulchan Aruch? Okay, so Shulchan Aruch quotes it a little bit. Take a look in Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin, Siv Gimel. You have a Mishnah Berurah? That's all you have? Okay, we'll try to mush Berurah as much as we can today. Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin, Siv Gimel. Helping us out over here. I have my tour. Let me try with that, and then we'll see how we can move from one thing to the other. You'll see. Okay. find it before. I think I'm the wrong Malkum. We'll find it. Quote Rav Sar Shalom. Rav Sar Shalom had an interesting chiddush. He says that if you have many people who are living in the same chotzer, that they can be yotzei with one ner. The Ritva talks about it on Avchav Gimel and Aleph, this I have in front of me.
This is according to the Pasuk and Tosfos. You only need one.
Oh, very good, very good. Pesach Chotzer,
yeah.
Very good. Chav Gimel and Aleph. Please. Here we go. The Gemara and Chav Gimel, let's take a start with the Gemara. Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. That's where it starts. One of the writers that Tosfos brings. The Gemara and the end of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Chotzer Shiesh Lo Shnei Psochim, Tzricha Shtei Neiris. Says the Ritva as follows. That's when they lit Bachutz. We light Bifnim. It's enough to have one. Chotzer gedola shedorim bo bali batim harbe. Kolechad b'chedro bali yoso yanira kidar lechol b'nei achotzer shiadligu ner echad shol chanaga b'pesach achotzer ilasa kere shterabim v'shtat v'kulam bo. Pile ploim. One is enough. The Torah Tav Resh Ayin Zayin quotes the name of Reb Sar Shalom. Why I couldn't find it? It's not the Torah I'm used to. I'm used to the B'chon Yerushalayim. This is the Hama'or. I'm a Machon Yerushalayim fan. Plus, I'm used to it. It's such a thing. Oh, here it is. Kosim Rav Sar Shalom. Anoshim Harbe, Adorim Mechotzer Rachas, Shuas Adin Shem Mishtafkin Kulim B'Shemen, V'yotzim Kulim B'ner Echot. Pshia. Which was exactly the same thing. So they define a house as the entire Chotzer. It's one house. And therefore, one ner will suffice. Mitzvah ner, ner is shubesam. They all consider to be one thing. Wow. Wow. Amazing. The Achronim, later Rishonim say, these people, it's five families. They have five different budgets. They eat five different kinds of meals. Not that they were living as one. There are five houses in the chutzah. The Magen Mishnah is not happy with this. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, doesn't like the Shita. He himself was with Ritva. Yes, Omrim. Came in the Namina and the Chan and Ereshu Beso. Mazel Kol Echad Mehem Bebeso. Okay. As opposed to Benet of the Chotzer. You can have a compromise Shita, which is Tursa Shita. Everyone lights on the Pesach HaChotzer Samach L'Rishu Saram or Samach L'Movim. But the question is whether one will suffice. The Ritva says yes. The first opinion is the Sar Shalom. And the second opinion says no. The Magen Mishnah talks about it in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet.
The
Sorry?
The
it's one unit.
That's the Ner Shbeisah. If you have multiple bathrooms, then
it exactly. You, I would have said the same as you. Rav Sar Shalom says, since the Takanas Chazal was the light of Pesach HaChotzer HaSamach L'Mavui, so all the people in the Chotzer considered to be one unit, even though they're eating from different budgets, different households. The Magen Mishnah says, he says, nothing to do with Mahadran. But Rashi says, see, Rashi had a different reason. The Rashi over here, see, the Rashi over here, the Tosfos quoted from Rashi. Chosesh was Shnei Psochim, Shiesh advice, Shnei Psochim, Psuchim, the Chosesh, Tzricha, Shnei Neres, the Chopesach, the first time, Hashem, the Chashoda, Shiro Yesobor, etc. Then he says, in any event, it's an obligation only mishum chashada. Otherwise, it would not necessarily be obligated. Quotes here from Rashi. Maybe means as I'm a base because of mahadrin. You have to have two because of mahadrin, not because of either because of chashada here on Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis Nesha Shnei Pius Ol Shnei Bnei Adam, says Rashi, for Mahadrin. That's what Rashi says, end of the long Rashi, Shnei Pios. HaMahadrin Asur Nenei Cholecha Liyechot. That's Shitas Rashi. But Tarsus assumed not that way. That's Tarsus in the Chof Aleph with Beis. Proved from there, if you recall, all right, Shnei Bnei Adam, Masha Shnei Bat, the Shnei Batim, and the Pisrei Boteim, one is human, one small. Must be Pesach HaChotza. So Rashi is deflected by saying it's the Mahadrin. Says the Magad Mishnah, no. The Nira Afilik Shnei Mahadrin, Shnei Mahadrin. Because the Pisrei Boteim Shnei Bnei Adam, Smuchan Zelazeh, Chdei Shia, Hadner Yiyas Samach Lo, Pesach B'Tevach HaSamach Lo, Hinami, Kon Shnei Bnei Adam, Hanichnos to the Pesach Echad, Him Chalukin B'Isasam, Ben and Smuchan Al Shulchan Echad, Shekol Echad Tzorach Lahadik. They live in the same house. But they're two, in Europe, you know, we don't have it in America too much today. One house, multiple families. They walk out the front door together. I have my little kitchenette, and half my half, half the fridge, you have half the fridge. That's how you do it. It was shared living in those days.
I know some places in Monty that do
that. Arayamazeh. There you have it. Okay, so that's the Magad Mishnah's case. But according to the Sar Sholem and the first and the Ritva, they don't have to have one. So the Magad Mishnah doesn't go for this. The definition of a household, they have the same budget. They eat from the same, you know, table. Once they have two different people, two different families, they're buying two different groceries and paying two different budgets and bank accounts, that's already two houses. That's what Magad Mishnah says. And the Tzav Shalom and the Mitzvah say no. Yes?
So an Achsanai was the name for Shabbos.
We'll get to Achsanai momentarily. We have to talk about Achsanai as time will allow. Fine. If you're you have a big Shulchan Aruch, somebody? Yeah. Look at the Prima God. Oh, I look at the Bialacha. Bialacha quotes part of it. Let's see if I can find it. This dispute, let's see if we can find it. I'm the first look in the big Shulchan Aruch, because it'll be easier for me.
It's Imo.
Imo. Where's Imo?
It's on Aleph.
Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph.
Third one.
Sif. Reis. Where's Imo? Show me where
you are. Page Kufman Bob Amel.
Kufman Bob?
Yeah.
Kufman Bob Amel. Okay.
Third
bear. Here it is, Imo. Ein Prima Gordon. Mishneh Ben Abba, thank you. Balabatim Dora Becheder Echad Ve'ein someone who Kolachat Ocha Mishalo Tzarechin. If die b'shitah, they have shown the Torah called Echad Bidina Dada B'shalom. For Rechav Shekilu, Akal Hashanah. Uvos Ches Kosev Zechol Kamaz Elavush Shafri Chodesh. We have already 2 days for the Ritva. Goes back to the Sar Sholem of the Magad Mishnah. And he brings it right from the Magad Mishnah. Yeah? Shmuel Elekat says no. So it's right before us in the Berloch. Thank you very much. Just to be able to think without opening a big Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Now, Achsanon. What do we get there? Back to the Gemara. Chav Gimel Manal. Says the Gemara, Sanoi Chayim and Echanek. I'm Rav Zeyra. Rav said the whole sugi is only 4 lines. Meresh ki avina be Rav Mishtatavna be Priti. Vahadi Yushbiza. Vosad the Sibi Yitza, Amina and Hashtala and Vosrichna, to come at Liki Olai with Gobe Soi. I told you it's a 4-line sugi. But these 4 lines are power-packed. Take a look at Bosai. First of all, just to start from the beginning, Tof Resh Ayin Aleph, Siv Gimel, and the Bialoch. Just for beginners. No, I'll take that back. Tof Resh Ayin Zayin. One second. I gotta find the parts place. One second. by the way, Rav. Tov Resh Ayin Hey Siv Gimel. Keep my. What does it say there? Isha says to be Alocha. I mentioned Brua the Yechol the Hotzi Afilu Bala. Av Yadu Ma Hashem Razav Bebrachas Avchav and Mevarach Lavan Isha Mevarach the Bala. Av Amut Chacham Tova Meir the Adam Shu Ishto Ubnol Mevarach Lo. What? That's a pretty sharp word. Sharp word. Others say no. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Oh. That's the only reason for the corner of the Bir Halacha that he let his wife light, but otherwise it would never be allowed. Others say here it's a Chovas Habayis, and therefore the Meir might not apply necessarily. But it's a Chovas Habayis to the extent that the Minchas Chitzchak writes with Chelik Zayin Sivin Menvav, he's super back and forth, but I thought the first Lush is correct. As I told you already last week, if the person is lighting at a time when, well, for me, it's not Hanukkah yet. I live in Eretz Yisrael, I came to visit America, and the Rebbetzin lights and when the right time, 5 o'clock, Hanukkah night, and here it's only 10 o'clock in the morning, like right now. Doesn't matter, Yotze anyway, it's a Chivas HaBayis. I agree, it's a Chov, the person is Chayim, but Truma is Bayis. Okay, fine. The Truma Sadeshen, and Simon Kofalov, I'd love to show you, but I can't. Has a shayla, if a married man is not, as the case we just gave, the married man leaves his home, his wife lights in the house, and now can he light later?
In his home or anywhere else?
Somewhere else. So Chuma Sadeshan says, and part of it is quoted over here, you can see it in the Mishnah Brura, a little bit, where in Tafresh Ayin Zayin Gimel, the Rambam quotes it. Chenogan afilu meita Yehudim roa neiros imrots lahach malatzel lahadik b'fneyatzel madik b'vorach aleiv chenogan chumas adeshen u'maril. It's true. It's a chumas adeshen. It was a talmud of the maril, and they both say exactly the same thing. Maril explains you have kavanah shelo lotzis. That's maril shita. It works. Yeah, so when your wife will have kavanah shelo lotzis, so then you can light again. That's the Maril says so. Chumas Sadeshen has a little bit of a different take on it. I'll give you the kitzur of the lashon of Chumas Sadeshen. Maybe the Torah quotes part of it. Let's see. Maybe it's Yosef. Hold on. Kosev of Chumas Sadeshen, Achsanoi, Yishu Nosi, Rotsa, Lahadi, Bebrocha, Vishamhidr, Shapre Dami. Hidr. Not the word Yotze. If not Yotze, then it's not Hidr anymore. Pashtus. So we'll, if we have a chance, we'll see. No, he said like this, Chuba Sadeshan. I mean, give me a paraphrase. Unfortunately, for our purposes, the Beis Yosef gets it very much Bekitzer. And even the Dake Moshe also, very much Bekitzer. Doesn't say Barichas. Maybe Dake Moshe Aruch. Maybe I'll be a little luckier. Try one more time.
If one of
the Lubbish Lotzis,
if the wife's
lighting
that place
at all,
I
don't
just have
Kavanah
to
Yotze
with
his wife. He wants to do it himself. Yes, Kavanah Shalotzis. If it works, we'll see if it works. Kosa Chuma Sadeshin, a little bit longer in Dr. Mosharach. Afagav Deinzorach, Deinzorach, in Yirtzel, Yochel Hadik Levorach, Lohavi Brach Levatola, Nabi Kemahajin, Nabi Kemahajin. If you look carefully, and the again the Maril is the same thing. Gavi Chavona Shelo Lotzeis. Fundamentally, what the Truma said, I'll give you a paraphrase of what he says. Writes as follows: Ish took a gufo, maybe. Would prevent you from lighting after your wife, or the wife lighting after you with a bracha in the house. Why? Because as we saw, just to refresh your memories, I think we saw this last week, when the Mahadran is found in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, the Mishtabrua writes, yes, it's an Indian of Ner, Lechol Echad V'Echad, Sivka and Tes, Levad Me'ishto Dikagufa. Ha! That does not apply. So the Chubas Hadesh, that's if they're in the same house. But if one of them traveled far away, then perhaps, then you would apply the principle of Mahadran, even with respect to a husband and a wife. That's the Chiddush. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't trust this. I wouldn't make a bracha. So Shash bracha levatol. That's your answer. He's not afraid to say it. He says, we call a bracha levatol. Can't do it. It's a bracha levatol. So on the footnote here, this, I'm not so happy with this edition, but they have good footnotes here. Hamachavish lo lotes. Birchas HaShachar. No problem. Okay? So, the Marshal says the Baruch Hashem Netzricha. V'nira Loma. Oh, he quotes the Birka Yosef that I want him to quote. I'm so happy with this edition now. I withdraw my critique. Footnote 4. The correct answer is the Chumash is the Birka Yosef. The Gabi Baruch Hashem Tali B'Kavanasa Mashem B'Kavim L'Kivim L'Yotza L'Avi Baruch Hashem Netzricha. Hashem HaKad Lo Tali B'Kavanasa T'Yafim Lo Kivim Yotza B'Nei Beso L'Chainim Kivim Shlo Lotzis Have a Baruch Hashem Netzricha. It doesn't help. So it's a chovas bias. I can tell you the mezuzah. I'm yotzei like it or not. That's the correct answer. That's the Birka Yosef's answer. That's a correct answer. I believe that's a correct answer. Fine. Now, the question becomes as follows: if the Chumash Hadeshin is right, I'm a shouting Rav Zeira. I'm asking you, Shai, do you think Rav Zeira is a Mahader or is it a plain Jew? Want to vote on that one? Rav Zeira. So the question becomes, if the Chumash Hadeshin is right, why did Rav Zeira light himself? First, he relied on Mishnat Beprutta. Then he got married and didn't do anything. Light yourself. Says the Beis HaLevi, and this Pirish Ef and Chumash, it's the back of Rashi, it's on Chanukah, according to the Rambam, it's good. Rambam holds, what exactly is Mahadrin? The Balabos lights for every member of the household. That's what happened. He gave a pruta, and the Balabos lit an extra candle for him. Ah, he did fulfill the Mahadrin when he was a bocha, by having the Balabos light for him. Fine, and he says, he claims that even the Rambam would agree to the Rambam beginning of the Gemara, because he can't fit everyone in the Tevach, the Pesach. Okay, fine. Chumash Hadeshin alone is Manazen. So is the Beis HaLevi. Oh. Interesting, if you look at Reb Belville Sefer, it's the Beis HaLevi's grandson, Rizkarov, in Perek Dal Lach Alf and Nechus Chanukah, he says, you know, he thinks that Mrs. Zera, she's the one who lit an extra candle for her husband. So he's going to Mahadran. Wow. I call this a chiddush agave chiddush. Why? Because Mitzvah, I would have said, no difference if the husband and wife are together or far apart. There's no Mahadran by Baal V'Yishto. Doesn't exist. Viskarov says something different. Basically, he said, okay, the husband's far away, he can do Mahadran by giving penny to the Balabas, who lights an extra candle for him, where he is. And the Brisker Rav saying, the husband's the ultimate Mahadran when his wife from China lights, they live in China, lights for him, and he's in New York, he's in the Eretz Yisrael. That's his Mahadran, that's a bigger Kiddush. The Pashup shot is like the Marshal. The fact that Rav Zeira was not Mishtatef Beprutah once he got married, there's no Din Mahadran Ish Vishto at all, whether in the same place or in different places. That explains why he didn't do anything when he got married. When he was a bacha, why didn't he do Mahadran when he was a bacha? At least by what? By lighting himself. Why don't you light yourself? So we could argue that, look, he gave a pruta. When is a Mahadran, one could argue? Let's look in the Gemara. How did I say Pashup Pshat Nima Wad is not Mahajir by Baal V'Yishto? Where did I get it from? Yes, it's a complicated proof from Rabbi Zeira, the Marashal. It's a simpler proof. The Gemara at the beginning, Torah Rabbanon, Chafal of the base, Mizchan Nehrishu Besa. What's Besa over there? Besa Zu, what?
Yishto.
A Mahajir goes beyond that. Okay? So Baal V'Yishto is not Mahajir. So too we can argue. If it's your Beso, then it could be a Mahajir. But Rabbi Zeira was not in his own house. He was sitting by an Ashpiz or someone and he was sitting in Yeshiva. So therefore there's no Beso, there can be no Mahajir either. But it's a Kasha. The Marshal writes, the same Marshal. Marshal is worried about Brocha Levatola. Talks about a husband and wife who go to visit the Shver.
Her father-in-law.
Says the Marshal, they should not be Mishnah the Rapruta. Rather, he should light himself, because of Mahajan. He holds that you can have Mahajan, that Achsanoi, a Pruta will do the trick. Right? We saw a Sagi, the Torah said. I mentioned that last week. Sagi. But it's better, Pashup Pshat in the Torah, not like my Rebbe said, it's like the Torah Pashup Pshat, you could better to light yourself. To light yourself, that's if you go, the husband and wife go together. Okay? So why a Bocha? Why a Bocha? Why is a Bocha different? Rebbe Zeira was a Bocha. He didn't. What happened to the Mahajan? So I wanted to say again, the Mahajan is over and above Nerishu Beisav. It's a fascinating thing. The lashon of the Marshal is Sherehu Ish Ubeso. Why is something that just means poetic? The Marshal. The Torah says that Mahajan begins with Ish Ubeso ends. So since you have Ish Ubeso, husband and a wife, and now it's now their place because they're Achsadoim and then the Shver, about the Shver for Chanukah, for Shabbos Chanukah, for one day Chanukah. So that's where you can fulfill Mahajan against my Rebbe. Like Rabbi said, you can't. You have to only give a pruta, because otherwise you're not considered part of the household. We saw that in the rush of the Ran, as we spoke about. I feel that to quote to the Rabbi, once you gave the pruta, then maybe you are a member, then you maybe can life, then you can with a bracha, but better than the amen. We spoke about this last week. And I always had the Mishnah Brewers for carrot, but I looked again, I mentioned last week, maybe not that carrot. If you look at the Mishnah Brewer, Tafresh, Ayin, Zayin, end of Sivkot and Gimel, that's where he says it's better to light yourself. If you don't look on the bottom, you get an impression that he holds the way I said shot in the tour against what Rav Soloveitchik said. Better let yourself. If you look at the footnote, Yud, whatever Mariv for the Chashad, Gewalt. You don't make a broken Chashad of Pshuto. So I'm not sure if maybe he also agrees with what I had told you earlier. I don't know. But let's say differently. You're allowed a light. It's not a broken Levatolo. Period, like the Torah, and the fact that it's better to light as opposed to giving a penny, that's Mishum Chashad. But not that the Mishnah Berurah said the only reason you're allowed to light with a bracha only is because of the Chashad aspect. No, even without that, Nochon Yosef because of the Chashad. But even without the Chashad, you have the option, which is a better option to push Pshat in the Torah, to light yourself as opposed to being Mishtate Beprut. But a bracha has no bites. Where do you live, this fellow? Rav Zeira. Where do you live? Nowhere. I told you the machlokes is man hazeh, whether a person is a yeshiva bacha, went to this last week. So, assuming that yeshiva bacha is no longer living at home, because he left his house for yeshiva. And it wasn't so crazy in the olden days. You read the stories even 100 years ago. They left the house in Europe to live in the mir. It wasn't like today. They never went home. That was it. That's it. Finished. Once in a while, then maybe they went home for who knows what. They left the house pushing. So therefore, he left his house. He had no home, but he wasn't like the chiddush of the Mir Yeshiva in Europe. I was just reading in the Sefer Ari Ben Olamos that in the Mir they had the dorm. Before there was no dorm. You were at the mercy of the local balabatim to let you in. Shem Yirach. Okay, so if you Novanot Tiyamaret, he had no home. If you had no home, there's no Rishu Beis, there's no Rishu Beis, you can't have 100. So you got wherever you be that night, give a pruta. It's not Shaykh Mahajan. That's my possible answer to this question. Fine. Narabosai, question. Do you make a bracha lahadlik or al hadlokas? Everyone knows the answer for the last 7 nights. What'd you say? Lahadlik. So more Pesachim discusses this question, and the Ran wants to know why you say lahadlik and not al hadlokas, because after all, they say if you can be yotzei the mitzvah with somebody else, you make al, like al amila. The Rambam said if you do your own son, you make lomo, but everyone else you make al, because you do with someone else, they're al. So the Ran asks, you can make a shaliach for life for you, so you should say al hadlokas ner Chanukah. Answers the Ran, if you are my shliach to life for me, it has to be with my oil. I'm not a bystander. It has to be my oil, therefore you make lehad. So the Ran. The Ran says so. Beferish, I'm soch. And the Sugaz of Zion, I'm soch. Okay? However, if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, just to give an example, he discusses the question. Shemen HaGozel, so Achiri Koshel in HaChanukah, Shul Shovel HaMeshiv. We learned last year, the Sugaz of Mitzvah of Aveira, what kind of mitzvah is this? Based on the whole shtickle term from last year, is it like a shofar? Remember shofar is over some because it's only been cold, maybe it's only been mara. I hope it, Rebbeinu Shem, it's not your oil. See, it doesn't have to be your oil. So the first should say, if I don't light, it has to be my oil, otherwise it doesn't relate to me. But if I am lighting, even if it's not my oil, it's okay. That's what the poskim suggest. So what about Achsanoi in the following shaila? The shaila halacha lemaisa. A guy had a house in Manhattan, and a fancy house somewhere in the island. And for Shabbos maybe, I think, it was during the week, I forgot, he went to this fancy house on the island. He was a nice guy, let someone else stay in his house in Manhattan. So according to the standard psak, the Torah, and the way we even Mishnah Berurah, let him light himself. He's only eyes on Achsanoi. Achsanoi is better to light yourself than to be Meshat and Meputa. But according to the Rav held that you can't do that, what should the guy do? So normally I gave you the answer what to do. I told you the whole answer. The Balabos lights, he sets up a menorah for you, you give him a pruta, answer Amen, Gevaldik. The Balabos is in Long Island. You're now in Manhattan. Can't do that. What do you do now? So you say, we don't hold out the Rav. Just light yourself, Gavarnu. Can even suggest that is a question of chashad, which may or may not exist as well as that. And some possible say that if you have a chance to say it, maybe get today or tomorrow, you would make a bracha. But what about Achsanoi? It's not so simple in this kind of case. Not so simple. Maybe there's no takana. I'm considered a ben bias by giving a pruta if the bala bias is not there. He's not there. Now, here's a little tricky. My Rebbe's pshat, that the pruta makes him into a ben bayis, I like the pshat, and the Rishonim has even sound a little bit that way. A little bit. Because you have to be in your house, right? And that's the Havi, it's not your house. At least if you recall last week, we saw the Rosh Duran have this discussion. But over here, take a look at Tav Resh Ayin Zayin, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel. Plus it's pruta. In other words, it costs a dollar. I'll give you 50 cents. You and me, no. Pruta sagi. Okay. It gives you a chelik. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah right there, after the brackets. Well, then if my rabbi is makdalo chelik b'shemen b'matana sharim. Now we can mishtat the pruta. Test at the bottom. You have to have Dachi Akinyan. So what happened in this case? The Balabas will say to him, listen, I'm makna to you the oil. How is he going to do it from the remote? I don't know how to do it. But pick it up. I give you pick it up. I'm telling you to be Magbiya. You call the Magbor. Okay? I said, maybe it would work. This kind of a case. Maybe it wouldn't work. If he's not home, maybe this idea wouldn't work. I don't know. I'm leaving it as an unanswered question. Just mention I had the Shalah Halacha Lamais. Fine. Narabosai. Not to the topic for at length. What's the status of Ner Shabbos? Is Ner Shabbos the same as Ner Chanukah or not? So actually, all of Ner is Chanukah found prepared by Rabbi Adlikin. If you ask me, you derive one from the other. In terms of a household and Achsanoi, I thought it's exactly the same. Kana and Ner Ali. However, So therefore, the same story. Right? Obviously, in their Shabbat, I shouldn't trip. So it's a separate chiyuv. in terms of Chomas Gavra, which we spoke about, a person who is in a house should make sure that there's some light there, so I can be Yotze, then Achsanoi, then I have to give you a penny. So people come to my house for Shabbos, they offer, they give me a penny. Oh yeah, people come to my house a lot for Shabbos. I guess, Baruch Hashem. The Rashivas who come, they give me a penny. They want to have a chelik in my wife's candle lighting, even though their wife lived with them in Eretz Yisrael. They want to have a chelik in my lighting, in my Ner Shabbos. If, however, someone comes to my house and lives there for a long time, I've had that too. People live in my house for a very long time. But they've been a bias. How long is long? They call us from the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak. I said, well, Yashav's Talmud, Midrazi, 30 days. I had the challah on the Shalom Zohar Friday night. The challah came up. A baby boy was born on Wednesday morning, and the couple lives in Queens. Her parents live in Riverdale, and the father never went home Wednesday night. He stayed in his wife's room in the hospital. She's apparently allowed to do that nowadays. I never heard such a thing. That's where he stayed there. He didn't stay. So the question now is going to be, what to do about candlelight? So I guess, how long is he here? 30 days? So they start smiling. Everyone's looking at each other. You know, then no. Wonder who determines it. The mother, the grandmother, the father, smiling around the table. The Shalom Zoch. But assuming he's not there 30 days, okay, so now he's not a Ben Bias. So then what does he do? So he'll say what? Give a pruta. But he wasn't sleeping there that night. He was sleeping in the hospital. So he came by in the evening when they were lighting candles, let's say, but he wasn't, so he gave a penny. I said, it didn't help. He knew he wasn't sleeping. It all depends on your mindset that minute. And at that moment, he saw he was sleeping in the house, he yotze. I had a shadow last night, someone called me. Person went away for Shabbos. And they planned to stay over Motzei Shabbos. So they lit the candles in the in-laws Motzei Shabbos. An hour later, they said something changed. They started to come home. They fled again. I said, no. At the time that they lit, they were in fact B'nai Bais. Achsanois. And the father, that changed. That's not mafkia, the din retroactively. You want to have a bracha when you get home, I'm not going to stop you, but I wouldn't make a bracha. Here too, he planned to be in the hospital that night, which he actually was. He went, I also thought I was giving a penny to the shver. I told him. What should I have done? He asked me. I told him. Should have called up a neighbor in Queens, and have the neighbor lighten your house for you. Shliach. Take your oil out in your house. That's what happened at the beginning of Chanukah. You had candles there. So I do a pilpuling afterwards. What if no one has the key? So someone said yesterday, no problem, go down the store, get one of these Israeli boxes that they have in Eretz Yisrael, right outside, right outside the door. So I'm usually not in favor of lighting outside the door. It's too much of a sakana in America, but if Shas HaTchak, no other way. No, maybe. But you have to have his oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you have to have his oil, so you have to buy your oil, and they have to be mocked at him through somebody else. You have to give it to someone else on the phone. Wacko. Wild idea. In any event, that's what I think. However, there are many Gedolim who think differently from me. They say, it's called in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I know I'm not supposed to be doing that now, but it's the second volume. Especially if you look at the third volume, which is the Tikkun Rav Shlomo Zalman. But from earlier Gedolim, the Ketos HaShulchan, Chaim Noah, and the Minchas Yitzchak, Zion Weiss, and the Ole Tzion, Chacham Ben Tzion, Amishol, all say that Ner Shabbos is different. And the Chovas Adaber, Avloi quotes it, or says it on his own, it's different. Why is it different? It's connected to the Achila. Different. Ner Shabbos. Different. Different. It's connected to Achila. If you eat there, you are secondary to the Baal HaBayis, and you're to automatically. Finished. On the other hand, if a Balabasta wants to light herself, I mean, she's a guest in someone else's house, she may do so because she also is eating there. The minig is that, you know, more than one woman can light. Even though when it comes to Ner Chanukah, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tofresh Ayin Zayin Sivkot Yud Beis. Like, oh, in someone's house, that gives me no status there at all. Take a look, Yud Beis, with a little chuppis. Avamisha Soin Etzel Chaveiro Bakroi. If you have a bias, but also here, throw the other base of the Adik Shom, near Hanukkah. You can't do that. You can't go out for supper. My simple Chayyam, Hanukkah parties. You can't like that. Have that way home when you're sleeping. Now, Shabbat, one K is different. It's a big Kiddush, I'm not so sure it's right. Shas Atzak, we learned in these four or five Gedolim who said it, but I'm not convinced that it's true. Yeah.
So according to these Gedolim, I was just 2 weeks ago, I was at Nofruf in a hotel. And they had a matzah, but they were lighting candles. So obviously,
they give you a special room, if they have an hotel, I call it the Tower of Inferno. At Zichah Bracha Levatol.
Right.
If they will lie light in the dining room, and you can see the candles from when you're eating, add to the ambiance of the dining room, then I can hear it.
And the Kala Rebbe holds that the women should just like turn on the bathroom light or whatever.
That's what my wife doesn't ever go to these situations.
Regardless of the type of light that is?
I don't care the type of light.
Okay.
Now Shabbos, it could be any light. In a Chanukah, I'm not happy with anything except wicks, regular candles. I don't have the electric stuff. I'm happy with.
Doesn't
Nair Shabbos,
you're not minding where you're eating the
Bracha Matala? No, I didn't say that. The contrary. If you like where you're sleeping, it's also good. But the person doesn't want to lie where they're sleeping. They're sleeping in one place. They don't want to leave lights, candles unattended, they're going to give them meals for 5 hours, you know, these long Friday night meals. They want to lie where they're eating. So I said, no. Same as their Chanukah, no. And that's what I think many Gedolim say. I'm not the only one, I believe, who holds this way. I don't think so, but I just rattled off. I think the Chayadim holds like me. What's the difference? The Torah Shabbos holds like me, but many other people say it's different. Not for now. We're not learning Hilchos Neir Shabbos. I'm just mentioning it to you. Now, Rabbosai, take a look over here in the Bir Halacha Tof Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. B'Mokom Sheochel. Okay. Hi, Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Soda is a Chaver Bakroi. Shashon Bais will say, yeah, you have to go back home to where you're sleeping. That's going to be all friends there. Avalam Holech, who will call on Shei Beis, on the base of Evo Chomiv, Bekfias, Al Chesim Mechanica, Tova Borahu, Shekema Shesoe, Vyoshin Shomka Mechanica, Avsha Vyom, Ochel Achid Asarab, Bebe So, Shena Madlik, Ele Bebe, Bayez, Sheoch, Vyoshin Shom, Belayla. The cave, period, stop. Petorus what? Torah's Achsanoi, he's only there for 8 days. Achsanoi, here you see Klor from the Mishnah Berurah, that an Achsanoi can light, as I mentioned to you earlier, you know it's before it's in Chashad, but that's the Adifus, but you can light, doesn't say after Mishnatev, but his proof I don't understand. The Keva, Che'en Shum Adam Babayis, Lemi Yadlik. What kind of question is that? Pisumanis, for the people passing by in the street? For Kolshken or Yidna Shehekel Bnei Abayis, for Kevin she is Shem Bnei Abayis Shom Yadliku. That's what they should like. I agree. I hold this only b'toras Achsanoi. That's what I think. Again, according to my Rebbe, you can't do this yourself, and if you're in a situation where you're eating out, send someone else to your house to light. Let them stay there for half an hour. The chatchila, blow it out of sakana. If you're afraid of sakana, mishama, chicken. I'm afraid of sakana. This idea, Rabosai, that a shliach works. Take a look at the Mogen Avraham. Again, we'll try to figure out where this Mishnah Berurah too. One of the original is in Mogen Avraham. Tof Resh Ayin Rov Sif Katan Dalit. Open up your Mishnah Berurah, please. We'll find something there too. Tov Resh Ayin Rov Sif Katan Dalit. End is Katan Dalit. Kotev Abach Kshe'acher Mevorech Yevorech al hadlokas ner Chanukah. Woohoo! Change the text to al hadlokas ner Chanukah. I've mentioned to you before. If you do it yourself, you make lahadlik. And according to the Rambam Shita, anyway, if someone else does it for you, he makes a different nusach habracha. Pile ploye mamish. I would never have said such a thing. But in any event, we see klar from the Mogen Avraham that a bracha is made. That's the first thing, whatever Nusuk happens to be. Uvaran per kamad psachim. Kavi afroshas trumas lamash ma'achi. Because Iran says it has to be my oil, you make lahadlik, and not, excuse me, al hadlokas. Okay? This is opposed to the Bach, quoted from the Mizrahi in this parish of the Smad. Fine. But in any event, you do see klar that the Shliach makes a bracha. Fine. They're both saying klar. In my opinion, the bracha is made, even if he's doing it by himself, not only if the person who's the Baal Habos is standing next to him, which others say, I don't think it's necessary at all. It's like if someone puts a mezuzah in my house, I'm not there, he can make a bracha. He's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, even though the Kima Mitzvah is mine. Same thing over here. The bracha depends on the Maisa Mitzvah. Cain, Nira, Lee. So far, so good? Let's go fight. Take a look in the Shara Tziyun. See if Hold on, once we get the right simon, hold on. Hold on, please. Gotta find it. Here we go. Sharatian Tafresh and above Sipkot and Gimel. Okay, Sipkot and Gimel. What does it say? He says, the Mechaber writes, Hamadi Belarish Vera Gimel Brochas, Hadik, Ner Chanaka, Ner Chanaka, you know Ner Chanaka, Ner Shel Chanaka? Two different schools. Shos Nisim Shechiana, Lopirch Ma Belarish and Vera Belar Sheni, Oak Sheyizko. What does that mean? Beis Mishnah Berurah, but Zalama she yiska b'shar leilos shatadlok nitzka achad loka eina mevara pulayel zavod v'shemah don had loka too late gimbo pischei olam shuas yakim she yira levara zman b'yom acher beis had loka omnam em yira zebel del shmini u'memeil is bat v'legam v'yir shef yon tzarechi in the efshar t'kimo b'yal makayim lan zman omra afilu b'shuk Do koyal letzem a yomtiv? Efsha do adin bezeh. Koyal letzem a zman de chanukah. Shas bo nisim de flos. Lechatchila sam chuzeh al zman ad loko ke'ein svarasi nisim a meiri. Famous meiri. Mi she'en lo nadik ve'en lo bebalko v'shem shal liras. Yesh omrim she'im vorach la'atzmo shas o nisim shech yonah v'del echad shas nisim b'chol alelos. V'advara nirim. Pillei ploim a meiri. Can you imagine that? It's on the yomtiv itself. The yomtiv of chanukah. So you have no candle. If you have a candle, you do with the candle. You don't have a candle, you do without the candle. So writes the Meiri. That's a Pella. The Meiri says it by Megillah too. Look in the B'alof, it's in a tough fresh Tzadi Beis. Give a look. Tough fresh Tzadi Beis is Zilchus Megillah. Sif Aleph. Shechiyanu. Okay. Matzasi b'meiri al Shabbos nil Chanukah. Brackets. Who adin yaneinu b'dayin in Purim. B'zel l'shono. Mishe'en lo lahadik v'ein ha'mokam shev shal l'liros. Yeshom ha'shem v'vorach l'atzim v'shos nisim shechiyanu b'layal l'alach. Shos nisim b'l'chol l'alach. V'adoram nirim. Ad kan l'shono. Is it like it or is it not like it? Gamma essence we also to return up. One second. The end. Because the Eilam Megillah Yevorach Shechiyanu. Achlo Yevorach Bereshos Anisim. Uberes Yevorach Sviveinu. Achronim Chasu. The Gam Shechiyanu Lo Yevorach. Lo Eda Ve Eza Achronim Motzot Abazeh. Said the Magen Avraham. Ein Raya, as explained. Tzorach Yin Lemaisa. He's not sure. He's not sure by Megillah. Why should he be sure when it comes to to Ner Chanukah? It's not completely clear. Not clear at all. Not clear at all. Now, Rabbon Sai, the base Yosef, take a look at the Sharit. This is a Sharit Shuvah. Tov Resh Ayin Aleph. You don't have the base Yosef, but you do have the Sharit Shuvah. There we go. It's the very top line of page Kuf Mem, and our print of the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, it's Zera Emes. Im Hidlik Belayla Rishonah Bebeso. V'chakach Madlik Bebeso Knesses. Yivorach Shechiyonu Gamkein. Like a second Shechiyon. Im Hidlik Kona Bebeso Knesses. Lo Yal Zalom Bebeso Birchah Shechiyonu. Im Lo Shemadlik Lohotzi Gamkein Ishtu Bnei Beso. You see, the Shechiyonu and Shul. In shul is nothing. No one's yotzi in shul. Just a minig. So you see from this second half that Shechiyonu could be yotzi afilu b'shuk. That's what it sounds like. Yotzi afilu b'shuk. Wow. That's what it sounds like. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei. Afilu shatz shabirch b'nech l'knesses tzor l'achzor l'hadik b'beiso yeshchir v'al kol echad l'hadik b'beiso mekom kom lo yachzir lo b'beiso b'chol Shechiyonu. Because they were Yotzi B'shuk. Because it's from the Shari Tshuva. Wow. Wow. What's saying? Tof Resh Ayin Vov, please. Tof Resh Ayin. This is Tof Resh Ayin Al. Tof Resh Ayin Vov. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin. What does it say over there? There it says, Mishlo hitik enos ladik also lailo. We'll get to it later on. You make the birchas aroa and the shechiyon. V'im achakach pulel beis or gimel bol hazik eno chozer v'varach shechiyon. He wants the shechiyon the first time. You know you didn't like. Mishnah Berurah is ayin. Shem telo halo birich miyasmo ksheroa haneros. If miyasmo lo birich klal mishum to samach al ishto shem al nechaz v'beiso. If you had the muchach, with the remachaber, the mishnah madakas of the sof peso, choshev kamo hidlik asmo, al kain, in bobble al sheni, the peso umadik, eino tzorach, the rabbi chashachayon, pilei ploim, he didn't hear it. How can it be? It's hard to understand this. Hard to understand it. How can it be? This man, this kasha to you, I don't know. Rabbi say Haneiro Salolo. Everyone knows about Haneiro Salolo? Everyone knows about that. You ever see it in print? I don't mean the siddur. Open to the Rosh Simen Ches.
Rabbi's now marked on the Shel Hanukkah or not Shel Hanukkah.
I say Shel Hanukkah. He says all the siddur. Chabad also says Ner Chanukah, and the Mechabad says Svarapai says Ner Chanukah. I'm guessing. Laran Bet Yosef.
Rosh Beis.
Perik Beis Simen Ches. Take a look at Bosai, the end of Simen Ches. Who Mesechus Sofrim Perik Beis Alachavo Kosu. Kaysen Mevorachim. Hamadik Baruch Mevorach Sholosh. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hamashi Gisham Vesovitz Melech Lech Shulchanik. Shel. The Omer, Hanero Salolo Onam Adlikim. Al HaTshuos Val HaNisim Val HaNiflo Shem Zizam HaSenim Adei Konech HaKadoshim Chol Shmur Asim Nechanik HaNes Alol Kodashim Lom Shem 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 Mashma Shemakdim Charuzen Lebirch Lashos Anisim. Whoa! So it sounds like, and that's us right away. For Ain on the Northern King. Where Mashal Kosov is different. No, etc. Fine.
Why is
Mashal? What? Sorry?
Why? Why? Because he doesn't say Shos Anisim first,
no, he's, I guess it says right away. Well, actually, if you look, we'll get to it later. I'll show you. We have a Sechah Sofim. Oh, those Gemara's happen. Give me a Chelik Hay. Maybe we'll be lucky to have it in the back. I doubt it.
What do you have to send it?
If I wrote a Zara, usually. I doubt it. You have to have something, funny things in over here. No, not here. Okay, I'll read you the Masechta Sofos a little bit later on. It's quite amazing. In any event, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Chaim of Brisk was not sure what's it in the situation where somebody has not lit yet, but he plans to light. To make sure Shasani Simulat. It's a big question in the Rashi. Take a look in the Rashi, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Haroe, you see Rashi Haroe? Haroe, Ha'ovim B'shuk, Haroe, Be'achar Dolik. He quotes his Rebbe's, Ha'huz Gebrah Bazu Elami Shalo Hidlik V'beiso. What's the next word?
Adayin.
Okay. If you look at the bottom, look at the Mordechai, Osmem, and the bottom. Fisha'ein daito lahadlik biatzma. Whoa! That's 180. The total change. The guy's walking home from shul. He sees candles. He does plant the light later on. According to the gears that we have in Rashi, you would make right away Shasan Issen. And according to the Mordechai's version, found at the bottom, you would not make Shasan Issen. What a big difference. Wow. So Chaim wasn't sure. What did he do? He looked down. Didn't want to see the candles. See no evil. Didn't want to see any candles. If I see a candle, I've already shown what to do. He didn't make sure not to see any candles. Reb Chaim. So it's quoted in the same Tshuva San Agus.
Reb Chaim.
No.
Why do you think
Shasan
Issen was seeing the candles?
What?
Why do you think Shasan Issen was seeing the candles? I don't
din. Well, we'll see in a minute. It's such a din. The Gemara is in the Farish that a Roa makes a bracha. That's clear in the Gemara.
Why?
I mean, it's a good question, why? But the din exists. It's right here in front of us. A Roa, and the first day you make two brachas, and then you make only one bracha, only Shasan Issen. Why? It's a good question, why? That obviously, that why impacts on our discussion. Okay, we'll see soon. So let's see two versions within Shitas Rashi. One the our version, one the Mordechai's version, and there's a Ritva about it also. Let me read what the Ritva says. Thank you. I'm a varech. V'nagul levarech shloshtam kodem adlocha. That's what I did. Didn't you do that first night? And all three brachas before we lit. Shnu kol mitzvah mevarech aleim avol asi yosin. K'mo shem mevarech al shloshtam kodem mikra megillah. Same thing. V'yesh omim ki arishona shibirchas hamitzvah tzorach levarech tchila. Avol ashtayim acheres omim acha sheyischa lehadlik. Sheyav roe haner v'yavarech olkin roe haner chanaka. Don't change a minute. That's a yes omen. A yes omen. Wow. Amazing. Such a shita exists. And the Masechta Sofer seems to say that way, as we saw earlier. What does it depend upon? This child of Pashas. If you're going to see later on, 2 days in Rashi. Rashi, we have the Rashi. And the Mordechai's Rashi. So Chaim didn't want to get involved in that child. He looked down till he lit. Okay. Now, Tosis and Sukkah, this you can't get from me. I mentioned it last week. We read it again. It's Chelek Beis, I believe, in the Shas. Thank you. Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. Tosis and Sukkah. Answer your question, in effect. Why make a bracha when you see the Nechama? My other mitzvah, don't do extra bracha. You'll cash it. Haroah and Eshel Chanukah, Tzorah Levorah, Mishar Mitzvahs, Lulav is sukkah, lotkinu, lavarach, leroa, elagabin, achanaka. Why? It's your kasha, right? Three reasons. One, shemchaviv is anes. That's mushy, you know? That doesn't sound too crisp. Mushy. It's a mushy answer. Okay. Second answer. Gamashum shesh kama bnei odom, she'ein lahem batin, ve'ein biodom the kaima mitzvah, and they don't have a house. So the only opportunity they have is to make a bracha on their own. The time rishon nicha, the tikshle mezuzah. This is the famous Tosfos which equates the Chanukah with mezuzah. That's why they say it's only Chovos Hadar, etc., etc. So I'm telling you, based on the Rambam, the time of the Quran, not exactly the same as mezuzah. If you live your whole life in a house with no Tzuras of Pesach, you're a tzaddik. If you live your whole life and avoided mitzvahs nechanah, you're not such a big tzaddik. Even though, in both cases, it's not a chovas gavra in and of itself. You have no house, you're potter. But you should try to find yourself a house to fulfill the mitzvah of halav odah, pisum menisa. And the same would be true with respect to Ner Shabbos, I told you, because of Kovel on the Shabbos. But as opposed to Erev and Tila Sedayim, you don't have to at all. And no mezuzah or makah, as we saw before in the Rambam. Okay, but more or less the same idea.
According to that reason, the only Torah that doesn't have a house should make a bracha on Rav. If you have a house, you're just going to go home and lay afterwards. The only Torah that doesn't have a house should be away.
Correct. That's the Mordechai said, but you saw him here, right here. Shane, that will have to be Absalom. That's the Mordechai's quote in the Haggadah for Tiyunim. And those were quotes. Third Teres and Tosfos. Oh, just a first, and Shag the Tag and the Roa Birocha Shane also the Varach. So here we have it, Akonash, if the Mavarach makes, the also makes Shasanissim, we can borrow that Bracha for the Roa. But there is no such Bracha Shasanissim for any other mitzvah, and therefore the Roa can't do it either. Well, that's a technical answer. And the first is the Mushi answer. But the middle answer is the one that, you know, that gives us pause, that's the Halachic answer. And equates it with Mezuzah, that's why it's only by Chovas Hadar. Again, I tweaked it a little bit, as I told you before. In any event, Reb Osai, what do you see? What do you see? Pasha Pshat, as the Machronim suggests, Mr. Osis. There's no independent mitzvah or chiyuv to see the Neros. Because if there were, Tosas Kasha wouldn't begin. Tosas wants to know, Kasha, why are all the Shulchanagah makes a bracha and not by any mezuzah? Obviously why. I'm obligated to see the Nechagah. I'm not obligated to see a show for a little. Such an obvious answer. Those that give that answer implies there's no such obligation. As opposed to some of Farshim say, you make a bracha only by Nechagah. Should the Nechagah osri la'ora? What do you mean osri la'ora? Someone explained to me, it's a mitzvah of Re'iyah. How so? Because when I see this miskayim of what we call what? Persume Nisa. Or Chashulchan writes, Sifyat Zayin, the Takana was that the Balabayas light and the Bnei Bayas see, is a mitzvah of Re'iyah by Pesuma Nisa, and therefore the Mavirah Merech's Baruch Hashasa Nisim. But Tosfos will give an answer. The impression that there is a mitzvah of Re'iyah according to other poskim, maybe even the Chiyuv, but the Tosfos didn't say it. The Tosfos will give that answer. The answer, that would be an obvious answer to their question. It's interesting. The Ran had asked, we saw earlier, why make a bracha of lit? Why make a bracha, not bracha of al? So we gave his answer, you have to use your shem. Fine, good, very nice. The Ramban, in the same Sugim Pesach of Dav Zayin, gives an additional answer. He says, V'od, Kevin Sharoa Namim Bevorech, who missed for lyrics from Pesuma Nisa, Kvahua Belamid. He says, Clark. Clark, it's a mitzvah to be rowing. So therefore, you use the word lamed. Frankly, Mr. Zalman, in his comment on that Ramban, what? That's what someone's not lighting. We want a discussion about the person who is lighting, if being may arrive and someone is not lighting. The Miri already has to catch on the Ramban. What's going on over here? It's very schwer. So they quote the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi asks his kashan chelik chesim and kufnu tes. He says, you know what? The Re'iyah is a chelik of the mitzvah of Hadlaka. Wow. 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 Amazing.
So what if someone who's walking, someone not going to be lying in his own house, doesn't have a house, people just walking by and making
brachos. Yeah.
And the row, why
didn't
he also
say the halakha? Oh, very good. You're not lighting mamish, you can't make the halakha. That you can't do.
Well, the Re'iyah is part of the halakha.
It's true. The Re'iyah is part of the halakha, but they did not make a takana, a pirchas a mitzvah, unless you did the whole mitzvah. Re'iyah is only chelik of the mitzvah. They only want to talk of the pirchas a roah, not a Pirchas of Lahadik Ner Shul Chanukah. In any way, you see klar from this Ramban that there is a mitzvah of Riyah. Pashat Machlokas Toysis in the Ramban. The Toysis is the Kash of the part of the mitzvahs, and they don't give this Tarek, means that there's no mitzvah of Riyah. Toysis took him involved. And the Ramban says klar, there is a mitzvah of Riyah. What does the Ritva say about this? You know, the Ritva is the school of the Ramban, as we well know. Take a look. We saw before that the Ritva says that the Madlik makes Shor Sinisim after you lit the first candle. Right? Kiron HaChanukah. Interesting. In the Lashon of the Ritva, I want to read you the Lashon one more time. He says as follows. Acha shidlik lehadlik yisei Shor Sinisim sheyeroe. Different gears also over here. One of the gears is Nes or Niso. Some of the gears are Haner. Different gears sauce. Different gears. It may be relevant to different gears sauce. If the gears is Niso, which was one text, there's an amazing Ramban, Rabbi Osai, from the Torah Sa'odah. Because you know why Rome makes a bracha on the Ner Chanukah? Huh?
How did that come up?
In Torah Sa'odah?
Yeah,
I don't have it with me. If you want me tomorrow, I'll show it to you. Okay? It's Indian Arafua. Comes up. He's distinguishing different kinds of brachas. He says, you know what? It's a birchas shevach. It's a birchas shevach. And he compares it to someone who saw a place where he had an ace, who his father an ace. Baruch she'os li nes v'mokam hazeh. Or la v'sein un ace v'mokam hazeh. Of course, the question becomes, wait a second. That's a Rabban in Torah Zodim. Rabban Pesachim says, we saw a minute ago, it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Riyah. So I thought the answer to that question was as follows. When he says the mitzvah on the Nes, that's what it really is. And the Mitzvah and the Bircha Shevach doesn't mean it's literally like the bracha of Mokum Shenes Lav Oseinu. It's not a Bircha Shevach, it's a Bircha Shevach. That's what he means. Not everyone agrees to that. Some say make the Shevach Nes before you like it. It's also included in the type of Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the machlokes when you make it. Do you make it at the very beginning, or do you make it after you lit? The first night is no pshara possible, right? Either before or after. Others have this funny pshara. A funny pshara. Footnote 22 quotes the pshara. The Avud Raham and others. Yeshavar Birchas HaNisim, Snehad Lokas Ner Achro, Shal Oso Laila. So tonight, according to this, you'd write seven candles. Right? And then you make a shot on this on eight. That's the new days for tonight. Extra days. Wow, the Pelot of Kashita. Wow. Yeah?
First of all, and in between you would say Hanir Salalu.
That's cool. We have to get to the Mesech HaSofim about that.
And then secondly, this is a sort of klutz kasha, but what does Sumo make a Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah then?
Sumo doesn't see?
Yeah.
We have to talk about that. It was not on my schedule to talk about tomorrow because I'm maybe out of time. I will try share tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I have time to figure out if I want to, if I have time and how I want to talk about that question. Very serious question. Halacha l'maaseh. Yes.
Maybe trying to be sticky, but each time new names. In other words, since each time you like tonight, you like seven. Then make a shas nisim on the eight.
Right.
Make a shechem also on the eight.
Well, very good question. Shishiron every day. Wow, every day is a new yontif, like my sukkahs. Every day is a new yontif. No one in the that's a connection. No one in the world says it. But you want to know why not? I don't know. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. Excellent question. So, Rav Osai, is there a chiyuv to see or not? I want to end soon, but let me just show you what Mordechai. Reish Samak Zayin. Okay. This one is actually on the Ma'am Makomos. This is the one. I don't know if we spoke about it. I don't think we're on it, but this is on. Everyone should know this about Pe by now. Reish Samak Zayin. Harov Mavarech. Pirish Rashi. Shemotze B'Shem Rav Eni Yitzchak B'Rav Yehuda. Shem B'Shem Rav Yaakov B'Rav Yaakov. Huska B'Roch Hazu. El El Mishalu Hitzchak B'Beis Vodayim. V'She Ein Taita L'Hadik B'Yatzo. That you don't have an Arashi, it's only the bottom. Kagon, who's such a person? Achsanoi, Shlosh Shama HaBracha. And that's not, he does not plan to light that day at all. Watch this. The Kamon Master Kamatika Bethel Pesoy, Mr. Hamakum Tsar Liros, Number Besama Haro, Yama Kamon Varak Bez, the Kanve Alech Aleph. That means we'll see soon. V'chein Amar Ri, Shenoga B'nayonim Shoyohokan B'gairish Yerid. Read his affair. V'lo Hayal Dar Yehudi B'Osa Ir, U'madlik in the Beis Anachri. What's this V'chein? What's going on over here? What's V'chein? What's V'chein? Apparently he's saying as follows. Tzarech Liros. I said before, right? Tzarech Liros. So it says in the Farish, we call him Tzarech Liros. How do you know? Kedama Haro, Besamach Haro, Yom Makama, Baruch Beis, Mikan Ve'elach Aleph. What does that mean? What's this rhyme? What's he talking about? Take a look, Rabosai, in Big Day Yesha Gimel. What's the Loma? Alpha be should legal of the base, and we call him a Chuyim Liros for this Karnes. Maybe Rayami, I don't remember the Roa. The Kosher, Lama to Lavi Rayami, the Samach, hello, Gam, the Kano, my Roa, my Roa. How did it start? What's the bold letter that the Mordechai has gone? Haro Mavarech. We have to quote another Gemara. Interesting question. Shrine Tzor Liros. Yesh Lama. Interesting. To Mikan, the first Gemara, says everyone Tzor Mavarech, Ein Raya. The Shem of the Olam, Ein Tzor Liros. Rakesh wrote to Liros, Haro Mavarech. Avimash Amma is a delicate syntactical inference. It's not so clear to me how it works. But some. Haro ayoma takama mavarech beis mikan ve'elech mavarech achad mizeh loshen mashma to mechuyil liros. How do you see that? Dilokain havla lemeimar haro ayoma takama mavarech beis v'haro mikan ve'elech mavarech achas. Doesn't say haro the second time. So it says mikan ve'elech. That was if it said haro a second time. Ha'nishma de'ena mechuyil liros. Rak sheyikre she'echad. Rov alayla echad v'yechad rov al shal leilas. Zem mevorach kach. Zem mevorach kach. Shema mino. Didn't say the word haroa. The mechuyiv liros. Zem yom v'kama mevorach kach. Mikan v'elach kach. But there is a chiyiv to see the neres. That's all compelling to me, but that's what he says. That's exactly the syntactical proof. What's v'chein? V'chein omeri. What's v'chein? What's the lomba? Shagam Rio Mer Shahmi the Big Yeshadal. Shav Misha Yhidlik Mabes and Sarah Liros Shiva Makam Shasham Neiras Deshira also Vyiskar Nes. Sashanogam the Adam, also Shamadlik and the Lamb of Basam Shiva Shahin Sham Yudim, Shlo Yukul Liros and Neras from Khuyam the Hadlik Mabes and Nakri, Meshira Neiros. That's that situation. But the same applies to someone who is not lighting that night, for example, that's annoying. He's also required to light candles, if or sea candles, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It's Mamash Achiyuv of Re'iyah, Rabosai. Take a look at the Shulte Gibor. I want to make one correction. I should make a mistake over here. Chav Zayin. Page Chav Zayin. Siv Kotten Aleph. V'nir be'enai Shem Hoya Omi Ben Anokrin. Ava Pi She'en Lo Bayas Yatzom Vel Pesach Liyatzom. Chayav lahadlik ner liatzom af api sheishto madlekas bebeso sherei ein hanes mefursum etzlo ve'ein haroa nechadika levarach ala ben anochim im lo yadlik hu liatzom. Same thing, right? Jibom's going, you must light to fulfill the mitzvah of Ria. But what do you mean he has no house? There's no pet. What do you mean? Some might think it means he's homeless. Chas v'shalom. Person who's homeless is not sure he can't light in the street. Means there's no private house, no private opening. That wasn't the old days. Everyone beds down in the same inn. Today, a Holiday Inn has no private room with a lock. Over there, they just put down mattresses on the floor. That's what it meant. And no privacy. But that was the place where he slept. Otherwise, you can't just light, we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, you're lighting someone, you eat somebody, you can't just light them. That's what I think. Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai, that the Bach says, based upon Rashi, Shohidik Adayin Bebeso, means he will light later on, against the Mordechai. The two opinions in the Ritva, based upon Rashi. Apparently, I'm not sure there's different dirsas in Rashi or different pshatim in Rashi. Let me do the Ritma's take on this. Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Yofa Pirish Rashi B'Shem Rabosov. Listen to the words. Shlohuska Kazu Elimi Shaloberich Adayim. Now the text is very unclear here. Avodato Lahadlik Hu Atzma B'Sov Beso. V'roa Ner B'Echad Achatzeres. Or I think it should be Ner Acher. Yesh Omrim. Shemavorach alaria v'choz v'mavorach v'shosh amadlik. V'yesh omrim, shekema shedat al lahadik b'meso, eina tzorach l'vorach aviyosim. V'ein b'zeh mishum, ein b'avirin ala mitzvahs. Kema shedat l'chay odim tfeh. This whole ritva, to me, is so difficult to understand. So difficult. The footnotes point out, 15, haloshin tzorach ir, tzas. Divi Rabbeinu Zostas Rashi Lehedya. Yeah. So what do you mean, Yesh Omrim? What do you mean, Yesh Omrim? Should have said, Rashi, the way we have the Gerus in Rashi, someone did not make a bracha yet. But, we're going to make a bracha later on. Then what? It's just not clear. Some say you make a bracha now anyway. It's time to make a second bracha. What second bracha? L'hadlik b'shoshes nisim. How do you read this ritual? It's so hard for me to explain to you. I'll read it to you one more time. I wish I could show it to you. Haron echad etzor levorach. Yofa pirish Rashi b'shem rabosav. L'huska zu el mishal l'birich adayim. Period. You have that kirsa only? Means even though you're going to go home and light, doesn't matter, you make a roar right now. That's our gears, as opposed to the Mordechai's gears. Avodato lehadlik hu atzmo besofei. So, and he sees another there now. What should it say if you have the our gears in Rashi? That you do not make a bracha, right? No, fakir. Our gears that you should, our gears you would make a bracha, the Mordechai says you would not. But I say you would. It says, yesh over shem mevarach. What do you mean yesh over 15? Shemavarech, that's the contrast that she has. Alaria, then he adds, Becholder Mavarech Bishar Shemadlik. What does that mean? Another Shatsunisim? How do you understand it? Another? Yeah. The Hadlik chief that makes the Hadlik when he heard. The Pashm is another Shatsunisim. Twice? The same day? That's what it sounds like. Make two Shatsunisim. Hold on, I'm not finished yet. The Yeshomrim, the other day, Shekeim and Shedatul, the Hadlik Bevei, so. Why? Say it twice! What do you mean, other? If you have to pick when you say Shas Nisim, either now or in the street and I'm passing someone else's light, or in our line. So in our line, it's other Tvei, I understand that. But once he admits to the possibility, they can say it twice, which is the way I read the. So say it both times! What's the problem? Say it both times. So that's what the first day seems to say. You say it both times. And the second day it says, no, wait for later on. Fine. I have no problem saying that. But then I'm reading on the mitzvahs. Say it twice. Let me odiv tvei. Let's just say that odiv tvei means it's better to be yotzei the she'osa nisim at the same time as yotzei the hazik. According to this pshat, you're saying Shas Nisim twice. You yotzei fundamentally the first time without that lucka, and the second time is sort of only a little bit extra. I don't know. Sounds very, very strange.
You can't just say the second day and then hold it. You can make two brachos.
Oh, I just want to say that that's the machlokes. The first day it says you can make two brachos, and the second day it says you cannot. If you cannot, to make it earlier. That would be a way to say it. That's goof what they're fighting about. That's not the simple pshat. That's goof what they're fighting about. Not the posh pshat. Not the posh pshat. Not the posh pshat. It's interesting that the Rambam says, "Kol aroa osav lo birich needs three brachos. Take a look yourselves. Paragimel halacha dal. I have to end with this. Paragimel halacha dal. You test, I believe it is. Okay. Amadik was allowed to reach the Varach Shalosh Brachos. That gives you the three brachos. Shalalas with Madik Varach Shtayim. Varoa Mavarach Achas. Okay. So that I missed the most important line. Chalaroa Osa Velo Birich Mavarach Shtayim. Kolorosa v'lo birich, you make two as opposed to three. What does that mean? What does that mean? Means even if you're going to make a bracha, you had luck later on, like our version of Rashi, as opposed to the Mordechai's version of Rashi, which is exactly the opposite. So we'll leave it as an open question today, Lena. Tomorrow, regular time, we'll try to finish up Chanukah as much as we can. This yad is fine.